Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you sounded the siren that night? We're afraid that people would have gone Malka. And if that was the case, then they would have gone into the fire.
We have a statewide alert and warning system, which we also call SAWS. That involves not only the siren warning system, but as well as IPAWS. IPAWS is the Integrated Public Alerts and Warning System provided by FEMA. We also use sirens for hurricanes, brush fires, flooding, lava, hazmat conditions.
There you have it, folks. The Hawaiian government's own website says that the sirens should be used for fires.
Before we dig into what appears to be a globalist first strike genocidal crime scene in Maui, who are the vested interests in the multi-million dollar Lahaina property? After the state of Hawaii, Alexander and Baldwin is the second largest landowner on Maui at over 65,000 acres, and the U.S. government is the third largest landowner at over 33,000 acres. Alexander and Baldwin's largest shareholder is BlackRock Incorporated. Meanwhile, billionaires within the World Economic Forum Bilderberg Network have been forcing the locals out.
So now a billionaire comes in with his money, doing it by force, removing people out of their land.
Mark Zuckerberg, to ensure his privacy, is trying to sue Native Hawaiians that live in Kauai so he can steal their land and build a mansion, just because he can.
There are feelings of both angst and excitement as Lanai'i residents prepare to welcome new billionaire owner Larry Ellison.
Didn't take long before people who previously lived on Lanai were forced out of their jobs and forced out of their homes just because Ellison had a different vision for the future of the island.
We asked the governor to amend the emergency proclamation to ensure that Chapter 92 Sunshine Law remains in full force. The governor should ensure that all decisions about the rebuilding of Lahaina are made in the open and with full participation of our Lahaina community.
What have you heard of real estate investors already contacting survivors?
It was actually like day four that people started reporting that they were getting calls, actually from Maui realtors. But there was a press conference just held, I believe, yesterday. I'm going to have to catch up on it, where they did say that there was many developers there that were saying they should void the permit process. And Hawaii has an extensive permit process. To build anything here is like, oh, it's like pulling teeth. Governor Josh Green has saying he's going to put a, you know, moratorium on selling because he's trying to, I think, take the light off of him, but we know that something, you know, it's more nefarious going on.
It's important that we're honest about this. People have been fighting against the release of water to fight fires.
He suspended the water code in Lahaina due to the fires. He's suspended certain other provisions of law in the housing proclamation. And in his comments on Monday, he specifically alleged something that I've never heard to be the case, that people are fighting against the provision of water for firefighting across Hawaii.
The deputy water commissioner had allowed millionaires and developers to divert that water to themselves. The same water that wasn't used for 5 hours to fight the fire in Lahaina. Reportedly, new permit applications that locals had been fighting for and won were due to be submitted the day before the Maui fires.
You know, we all need water to live, but it requires true conversations about equity, you know, like water equity.
The minions of Agenda 2030 immediately descended as locals report that those whose homes survived are being given eviction notices while developers in league with insurance companies circle the ancestral village of Lahaina.
That's a whole group of people that would have to get to do that. The landlord had to go to the court, file a petition, and then manage to get that done in under a week, and we can't get aid.
And what's more frightening is, you know, FEMA And what we fear with these land grabs is that they're going to go in and they're going to just declare the land uninhabitable. And when they do that, then it's going to give the state of Hawaii, you know, the constitutional rights to take that land.
Now the ball is in the court of the globalists. You must prove to the people that this wasn't a premeditated genocide of the native people of Maui and a Pearl Harbor-style attack on the United States of America.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vital Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live Monday, August 21st, 2023 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. And obviously the big story over the weekend is the whistleblowers that contacted me and laid out the fact that they've been told expect masking of federal employees, agents, like the TSA and the Border Patrol, starting in the middle of September. And then they want to bring back masking to fly on airplanes and in airports by October. And then right on cue, you saw them saying, oh, new variant, we need to wear a mask again, all over the U.S. news, all over the Australian news, all over the Canadian news, all over the Western news. So they're definitely going to try it. But it's not a prediction I made, as the internet is saying, the top story over the weekend, 30-something million views. It was me reporting on what trusted whistleblowers told me. They were told it's coming in new memorandum and new policies. So it's not whether or not Alex Jones's prediction comes true, because it's not a prediction. My sources said they're going to try to roll this out and just increase it as far as they can push it. And I said, we need to stop it. We're not spineless jellyfish. The media is already misrepresenting it and saying, oh, Jones claims that these new lockdowns were coming and the new mask requirements and this new booster and all the COVID restrictions. He has no proof. I have no proof. It's all over the news. They're fear-mongering, wear masks again, and we need to go back to COVID, quote, protocols. But it's not about me being proven right when it happens. It's about us stopping it happening together. That is my goal. Stopping it happening. Getting us mobilized. We're not just spectators that sit there in the bleachers. So, all over the United States and all over the Western world that are run by the globalists, the colleges are reinstating masks. The colleges are saying the vaccine mandate's back. You've got to have the latest shots, the latest COVID injections, or you can't go here. Hospitals are announcing they've gone back to it. Over and over and over again, we've seen this done. And just magically on Friday night, almost every channel in the country reported Don't worry, though. COVID's back, and it's really bad. But we've got a new vaccine, a new COVID shot that covers the new variant. Isn't that just magical? Isn't that just special? Isn't that just sweet of them? So, it is not up to the globalists whether or not they're able to carry this out. It is up to us whether we just sit here and let them incrementally roll it out and respond to each new level of the lie, or whether we get out front of it and stop it by having a huge political, cultural, economic, peaceful, civil disobedience against it. And listeners, you did a fabulous job. That story went out Friday. Within an hour, it was all over the internet, and it's still gaining steam right now. When I said 30 million views, I spent about 30 minutes on Sunday afternoon before I went live on air checking some of the big channels out there. And we're talking conservatively 15 million views on Twitter. There was one with more than 10 million views on Instagram. They jerked it down, but that's okay. There are hundreds of versions with 100,000 views, 300,000 views, 400,000 views. I saw at least six or seven clips of the show on Twitter that were long form, some of them 30 minutes long, where you got basically all the info with a million views here, a million views there. When I say 30 million views, that is very, very conservative. So great job, everybody, getting out front of this. Now, I want to be here in a couple months, and this is stalled out, and they're unable to get this done, and people are going to go, look, he predicted this, it didn't happen. I would much rather them falsely accuse me of getting something wrong than for this to actually happen again and collapse the economy and put masks on little kids and push this new poison shot and shut down the third world again to collapse them further so the UN can organize them to invade us. And then John Kerry and Obama and Biden and Mayorkas all get up and say, global warming's the reason the border's broken. Global warming's the reason these people are all up here. No, he said, when I win, immediately surge the border. And they'd already had them down there locked down for several years, starving to death. They did polls. 96% of the illegals coming in say it's because there's no jobs from the lockdown that was far more severe and lengthy in the third world because they're totally controlled by their credit rating by the IMF and World Bank. They have C-minus and F credit ratings. We're being put in that position as a country now by the banks to be debtors to them as well. So right on time, they want to get all the sheep wearing masks again to create the fear, to create the depression, to create the hysteria. The teachers' unions will lock the schools down again. They'll put masks on them again. They'll try to force the deadly injection on the children again. They'll try to bring back their vaccine passports again. They didn't set all this up to back down. And they think people's memories are very, very short. For those of us that are awake, it seems preposterous. It seems asinine. It seems just over the top jumping the shark to try to bring this back. But remember, you're in your own silo as well. You're awake. You're informed. You know what's going on. And there are a lot of us. Our numbers are growing. But there's still masses of people that if Joe Biden told them to jump off a cliff without a parachute, they'd do it. But notice the left never wanted the lockdowns to end. They never wanted the shots to end. They never, you know, govern me harder, Daddy. Now they're running around in full court press everywhere, all over the news channels. Jones is insane. No one wants to put you in a lockdown. Biden ended the lockdown. Biden ended the mask, yeah, begrudgingly when federal court said he had to. So they live in this la-la land where they comport the information they want to match the false narrative. So, we've got some big developments on the rollout of this new, quote, booster. I've got mainstream articles saying they're just going to make you take the vaccine, whether you like it or not, by spraying it on you via drone or helicopter. You hear that? Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's news today. You're about to get it. You talk about shedding. This is nanotech. Also, a bunch of big UN globalist officials have come out, including the head of the UN food program, and said, we are going to have hundreds of millions of people die because of the world food shortages. So that's the left hand saying, oh, look, it's terrible, while the right hand of the UN is literally running the policies. And we've got the WEF and others saying, population collapse, good for the planet, close quote. WEF advisor, Professor Sarah Harper, explains. So they're doing it all by design. Oh, the crime's up, global warming. Oh, we release viruses, global warming. Oh, the border's wide open, global warming. Oh, we didn't cut the bushes around the power lines and let the power on in a hurricane. Oh, global warming. And the governor has now said, it's not the government standing down, it's not the government not trimming the bushes, and the company that owned it, Vanguard, saying for 5 years they wouldn't update any of the electrical systems anymore because, quote, there's no investment going into what's not, quote, green. Well, now the governor officially says they're going to take the property and that it's global warming. So, everything they do to us, their whole takeover of society, they just go, oh, it's global warming. You didn't know it was global warming? Nuclear missiles rain down on us. Oh, it's global warming. An angrier world where the big banks own and control everything and they administratively through the infrastructure implode society, create crime waves, defund the police, let mass murderers out of jail, and collapse civilization.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Mainstream corporate new world order owned media lies to you about the news happening today. We tell you the truth about what's coming next. Thank you for joining us on this August 21st Monday transmission. There's nowhere I'd rather be than here fighting these tyrants right now. All right, so here's the key. All right, here's the bottom line. The New World Order is not playing games with their policy reports, their plan for a post-industrial world, and the 90% depopulation plan. I have dozens and dozens of clips just last week of world leaders and environmentalist leaders saying, we want to cut off resources and it's good to depopulate the earth. The WEF just came out and said, population collapse is good for the planet, close quote. We're going to show you all that. Okay? Now, I know it's hard to deal with this, and I know you want to just go home and have a nice life. I like playing golf, folks. I haven't played golf since I was 20 because I've been in this fight. I like fishing a lot. I might fish twice a year because I can't run around and do that while this is going on. And I get it. It'd be a lot easier just to try to adapt to their new system. And I'm sure if you serve them properly and are lucky and the bioweapons they release don't kill you and your family, you might be that 10% they leave alive if you submit to them. But that is a fate worse than death. So today, we had a bunch of guests lined up. We've canceled the guests. I apologize to the guests, but this is just the news is too important. And I want to checkmate the globalist here today. Because the story, the report we put out Friday, based on two real whistleblowers, that yes, they've been told by the middle of next month they plan to bring back masks for federal workers at the TSA and others, and then by the middle of October for everybody flying, and then they're going to try to roll out the boosters and all the rest of it, and then try to cancel big events, make you have vaccine passports. That's what they were told, specifically about make them wear masks first next month, and then by middle of October, bring it back for people flying on airplanes or at airports. And then they weren't given the details. They just said, and then expect things to escalate from there. We know how this goes. But I can sit here and tell you that, and it becomes a big national news story, and then it can create a lot of opposition, especially because it's true, and because suddenly I had no idea they were going to launch their propaganda rollout that evening on every local TV station I've checked, on the national channels. They had the FDA board members, Gottlieb, and all of them on TV saying, oh, they're really scared. You need to wear your mask again. The hospitals have started announcing you got to wear masks. The colleges started announcing you got to wear masks. So, yeah, it's real, okay? I don't know how far they can push it. But I got contacted by somebody that I know well, that I made some calls and double confirmed what he told me. But what we can really do is get your eyes and ears here. Do you work in a hospital? Do you work in a college? Do you work at a major sheriff's department? Are you a federal agent? Are you a doctor? Do you work at the CDC or the FDA? Maybe you work at the British Ministry of Health. Or National Health Service. We're going to open the phones up specifically throughout the next 4 hours, or 3+ hours, for individuals that are eyewitnesses to preparations to roll out the COVID tyranny again and the COVID hysteria. Now, if you're in a hospital and you're not seeing any of it, and if you disagree with me, you also can call in. But only on this subject. And I know it's going to happen because I know the calls I got were real. And I know that what just came out is real. But I want the world, because so many new listeners are tuned in right now. The site was slow this weekend because we had so many tens of millions of new people on the site. So we have a lot of new listeners. Millions of new people today, conservatively, are tuned in. I want to welcome you here. And I want you to experience it yourself. You call in, you get through on the line, we just ask where you're calling from and ask you have a good, clean line. Usually phones are just wide open to any subject, but sometimes I do screen calls, not on your content, but on the subject. You can say anything you want about the subject, but it has to be on the attempt to roll out the new COVID protocols. Are you witnessing that in your professional capacity? Maybe you work at Walmart or Target, and they're suddenly got a contract to bring back the testing centers and the, quote, vaccination centers. Because I saw Twitter and other sites filled with comments of people saying, hey, I work at Target, and they say they're about to bring back the vaccine centers and things. Now, what's going to happen is with callers that call in and say that they're witnesses, I'm going to ask you if we can talk to you after the show. And I don't want you to email it to us because it could, you know, somehow later end up in enemy hands. But if you want to give us your name and number, I will have my team call you if you're, say, a nurse that's been told it's coming back or a TSA agent that's been told that. All we got to do is call you on Zoom or Skype or FaceTime. Look that you're indeed who you say you are. Show us your ID. We won't record it. Show us your uniform. It's what we do. We've done this many times. And then you will then be a whistleblower, and then I can have you on. We can, again, scramble your voice if you want or whatever. But people need to know it's not just my contacts. I know it's rolling out. I know it's happening. But we have to get people to admit it's happening so we can then organize and get the legislatures, the governors, and some of the good people we have in Congress and the courts, who were a day late and a dollar short, but did block the COVID tyranny after about a year and a half. And now they're primed to understand what's happening, and we can beat this very quickly, but not living in denial. You saw the rollout of hysteria right after I said it. In fact, we made it right under the gun there, right under the door closing, and I had no idea they were getting ready to launch it that evening. But it was a PR rollout. You've seen the videos where they show all the channels saying the same thing about Pfizer, all the channels saying the same thing about the election. They get a script. I showed you last night three or four newscasts or pieces of them, and it was the exact same words, exact same B-roll of the beach, and, oh, people are scared, and, oh, it's up 60%, and, oh, the hospitals are going to get full, and, oh, but the vaccine's coming out in mid-September. I had no idea when I told you the TSA told me mid-September they got to start wearing masks again, that they would roll out 5-6 hours after I said that with a PR campaign. And that's when the internet went, whoa, this is real. Well, you're damn right it's real. Believe me, you think, I think it's crazy they're going to try this again. But then I've got all these creepy clips of Tedros at the WHO and the rest of us saying, and Bill Gates, oh, the next virus is going to be far worse. Oh, it's imminent. And I said that 6 months ago when they declared the last pandemic over and that they defeated it, because you did what we said and you locked down, you took the shots. It wasn't defeated. Record deaths from the shots, record hospitalizations, but they would declare victory only to say, you did what we said and we beat the last one, now we're going to beat the next one. So, when we come back, I'm giving the number out for folks specifically to tell us what you're hearing in key infrastructure of law enforcement and medical systems about the buildup for this. You already know a bunch of hospitals are saying they're going back to mask, force injections to go to college, mask.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. all the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. In the next couple hours, I'm going to open the phones up right now, and I'm going to take your calls every segment. But interspersed, I'm going to then hit, before I go to you, another big news story, another big topic that's important. But then the main discussion after that, when we take calls, will be the plan to roll out new lockdowns all over the Western world. And the lockdown is where they want to get, but it'll start with mask hysteria, the new booster,
blue areas, canceling events, colleges force injecting or kicking you out of college, making them wear masks. That's already being announced all over the world, from France to the United States, from Australia to Canada. I've got stacks of news here. I'll show it to you. Anybody can search engine the term COVID. And, oh, yeah, you got to wear masks again. Oh, yeah, you got to have the shot, the new booster to go to school here. And the booster's not even out yet. Comes out magically next month, like my sources told me. And so we are here trying to stop that. And I'm going to open the phones up specifically for people at colleges, people at public schools, teachers' unions, law enforcement, TSA, FBI, federal marshals, military. If you're there and they're telling you it's coming back, because I know it is, these are good sources I have, and then we saw the rollout right after I said it was coming. Talk about perfect timing. I mean, that hit. I got the call on Tuesday, and I didn't get back with the individual till Thursday. Didn't make other calls to confirm it till Thursday. I would have gone with that Wednesday. They might have pulled back exactly how they rolled it out to the next week. But instead, I announced it at like 11:45 Friday, and by 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock news, it's everywhere. People are like, whoa, are COVID restrictions coming back? The BBC said, scientists and doctors recommend masks. But don't worry, the new vaccine will be ready middle of next month. September 15th, it rolls out. I mean, you can see that they had to tell the feds before, because they're going to say, why didn't you tell us? So they tell them a few days before, 4 days before, and then we got in right under the gun to like tell you, okay, it's coming. Hours later, boom, it comes. And that gave us insane credibility yet again that the Lord works mysterious ways. By me not checking the call, not getting back with them for 2 days, because if I said it right when I got it, it wouldn't have been as powerful. Number one story this weekend around the world, trended number one on Twitter, number one everywhere. That's because you got excited, you listened, you got the show out, you get the credit. The whistleblowers get the credit, the audience gets the credit, the crew gets the credit, not me. I'm just the focal point. I'm just the speaker delivering the message. I'm not the oracle, folks. I'm simply the talk show host that lives, eats, drinks, sleeps this. So, we got a real fighting chance of stopping this. And I know what's going to happen when we open the phones up. When I get this number up, it's going to load up with people that are seeing this happen, because it's right here in the news. But there's nothing like everyone hearing it from other people. But hey, if you work at a college or you work at the TSA and you haven't been told this and you want to call in and disagree with me, you're more than welcome. And I want to be sitting here next month and the TSA not go back to mask. And the next month them not go back to all the flyers having to wear masks. I want them to have a false news article, a false news story saying Jones claimed lockdowns were coming back and they didn't. Because you know what that is? That's victory. I will get champagne, which I don't even like champagne, but I will buy a $500 bottle of Dom Perignon for the crew. We will all take a sip of it. I will drink it on air with the listeners, and I hope you'll raise a toast. If we're sitting here in October, and they've backed off. By the way, these shows are powerful. Who do you think I've been talking to this weekend? Who do you think's getting on board? I called very prominent people. Steven Crowder already talked about it on air, that I called him Thursday. His CEO did, Gerald Morgan. But I called everybody else. And guess what calls I got this weekend? Man, I know you don't make this stuff up, but wow, you told me that on Thursday. And boom, they're all over the news pushing it again the next day. I'm like, yeah, these are whistleblowers on the inside. So we got a real chance of beating this if we don't just sit here and react to each little incremental phase. Oh, it's just 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Oh, you know, the hospitals are overwhelmed. We need to be able to lock them down and quietly kill people. But there's big takeaways here that are front and center. And I showed these on the Sunday show last night, but I know the weekday show is bigger. So I'm going to go back over these. And since then, there's been more developments. So listen to me carefully. Every major publication, from the Wall Street Journal to the New York Times to the BBC,
to the CBC in Canada, and I have them right here on the stack, is saying there are record deaths, the worst ever, on average in Western countries, 13% increase in death, 45% increase in this key age group. We don't know what the mystery is. And the British government came out last Wednesday and said, this is causing horrible conspiracy theories that it's the vaccine. We've got to discover what's killing everybody. I'm going to show you the headlines. So, COVID wasn't that strong. People went in to get health care 3 years ago, 2 years ago. They were turned back. If you don't get therapeutics and treatment, it can and will kill you in many cases. They sent people home to make them sicker. Global protocol, whether you were in Australia or the U.S., same thing. Whether you were in Denmark or Canada, same thing. Unified global UN WEF-run corporate program. Remember that. So they killed a bunch of people by denying them care and by saying flu deaths were COVID. Then the shots start in 2021, and the death rate, you've seen the graphs, we can put them on screen, goes, the hospitalization, the infection, the hospitalization, the death goes straight up. And what's it doing right now? You're looking at a graph from 2 years ago when the shot started. Now you look at the overall graph over the last 3 years. It's going straight up. And now they're going, oh, all the heart attacks, all the blood clots, all the strokes, all the myocarditis. It's being caused by COVID. Long COVID is killing you. That's what's killing you. So that's where we are. Now, did you hear me? I'm going to show you the articles where all over the news are saying, okay, record deaths are happening since they took statistics the last 120 years. Say that again. Record unexplained deaths are happening, and they're heart attacks, heart swelling, myocarditis, strokes, blood clots, and cancer. What did the CDC and FDA website say in October 2000 before the shots began? They said, we believe this will be what the shots do, adverse reaction. Word for word, what happened? What did Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former head scientist at Pfizer, say in the same month? He said it'll cause this because they've tested mRNA on mice and rats. And they knew exactly what it was going to do. And I have a stack of articles here. In fact, guys, it was in the Detroit Free Press, but I didn't see it in my stack. I texted it to you. Please reprint it for me. A 13-year-old boy just died 3 days after he took the shot. And if you're a radio listener, you're not seeing this. There's the FDA, safety surveillance of COVID-19 vaccines, draft working list, possible adverse event outcomes, subject to change. That was months before the shot rolled out in January. 3 months before. Smoking gun. The FDA website admits that the COVID vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer, have SV40 in them that gives you cancer, a cancer virus. Boom, boom, boom. Major studies link it to alpha-gal, where you can't eat beef anymore, or lamb, or red meat. Boom, boom, boom. Record deaths in modern history. They don't know why it's happening. Baloney. BS. Horse pucky. Boulder dash. Garbage, lies, lies, lies. And look what today came out from the White House. Biden set to push the new booster because of surging cases and a return to mask.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Water, people love it. It is 40% off as well. Survival Shield X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion flash sale, because it looks like a bigger shipment of X3 will come in about a month. Vitamin Mineral Fusion about a month. We need the funds now. So even though these are going to sell out, we are putting them on 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. That's the different number to call in. That's the number to call in order, 888-253-3139. And obviously we have the Rebel Zen, strongest 3,000 milligram, made in Texas, highest quality CBD oil to take internally for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, your whole body. It's so good for you. No THC, doesn't get you high, doesn't make you tired, just smooths you out, makes you really focused and clear. It's 33% off what this top brand sells for in stores and their lowest price. We private label it as Rebel Zen. We also have a 1,000 milligram salve cream that you put on your knees or your back or your Achilles like mine. It works like nothing else. It's incredible. Get your Rebel Zen, InfoWarsStore.com. or 888-253-3139. And with all the crap going on and all the new attacks and all the insane stuff and all the shedding and all of it, it's important to take care of your heart and your brain, your lungs, your cardiovascular. And I do that with Nitric Boost, all the natural key compounds God's given us from Mother Nature that clean out your cardiovascular system and do a great job. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. Judy Mikovits recommends it. Dr. Mikovits, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right. I see that we have Sean, Andy, Bruce, Albert, Forrest, William, and others. And again, as the calls come in, you just give us a comment so I get an idea of what you simply want to talk about, and then I will go to your call. I'm going to take a bunch of your calls now till the end of the hour, in the next 10 minutes. We're going to go to break, come back with more calls, and then I'm going to specifically go into the documents, the rollout, the mystery illness that's killing everybody that they're now going to blame on the new COVID. Because before they blamed it on flu and not treating people, that's what they did. They said that was COVID, but it was them. Now they have the real deaths from folks that have taken the shots. And the statistics and studies show it's people that took the shots. But it's also a minority of folks that are being shed on. But now they're announcing a plan to, whether you like it or not, spray you with aerosolized viruses. That's coming up. Then we've got more on Maui, more on the war in Russia, more on the Trump indictments, more on Vivek Ramaswamy is knocking it out of the park. We've got so much today we're going to be hitting. But first, your phone calls. Let's talk to William in Arkansas as a nurse on COVID mandates coming back. What have you seen? What have you heard?
In long-term care this weekend, I was very surprised to see that the young people already knew or were aware that...
I'm sorry to interrupt you. They punched you up or you didn't talk for a few seconds. I missed the first thing you said. So William, start over. Go ahead.
I've been a nurse 37 years, started a new job this weekend. I was surprised to see that the young people were already aware that masks were coming back. The CNAs that I started working with and the nurses, they were not happy. They weren't going to have anything to do with it. Long-term care is very short-handed on nursing. Staff and especially CNAs, you can find a job anywhere if you're in the business. And they were all mandated to do this. Most of the people didn't want to do it. And I believe that I was blown away by the fact they were angry and they knew anything about it. Because most people, if young, they're on playing games on the phone. But they got this information off TikTok, and I was joking with them thinking, oh, these people watching Alex Jones, I don't know any of them, new job. They said, no, we got it off TikTok. So if you're on the little shorts and you have comments and stuff, understand that that's where the young people are getting the information, right? Comment on it, because the nursing professionals won't want anything to do with it. I saw some bad stuff. I lost 5 jobs during the whole ordeal, 2 that I had and 3 that I refused because I wouldn't take the shot. But worst thing that happened to me was had a lady hadn't seen her family in a year, and they came to the outside window, and we cracked the window open, and she's communicating with her kids she hadn't seen, and the charge nurse come in and shut it all down, closed the window, and made them go away. I've got nothing I can do for that resident. That's just a shame.
Think of that. Think of that level of evil. But then they would put COVID patients with the old people to kill them and not give them aid, but not let families see them. It's the medical system, the administrators under UN, IMF, World Bank control, practicing kidnapping people and weaponizing, and that's what they've done. But specifically, have you heard anything about the mask coming back or mandates at the nursing home?
Not yet. What I've seen throughout the industry is that they are having to advertise to require nurses to even apply, because they're so short-handed, is that they have to state in the job app that they are waiving now for religious and medical reasons, which before, a lot of these places, you know, you didn't get a waiver, period. So in the middle of all of this trying to heal itself and institutions that are coming aware of that this is a big hoax, now we got a second hand, heavy-handed hit with, you know, another administrative, you know, overlord mandate, which, you know, people have a tendency to follow through. I think it's going to have a lot to do with your private nursing home owners, the corporations, to just stand up and say no. I think nurses as an individual basis have an obligation to say no.
Sure, but what you're saying is the good news is they're backing off because of pressure and saying, hey, we'll hire people and not make you take the shots in some cases.
Yes, and the young people are angry. And they, a lot of them, I saw last night, they said, I'm not doing it again. You know, a lot of them said they only got one shot or something like this, and it's kind of situational with everybody. They might have got one shot, and then the institution said, well, we're not requiring any more shots. So they didn't get any more shots, right? But now they're hitting us again with all this garbage, and a lot of people are aware now that it's just not acceptable. It's
all right, thank you. Thank you so much for the call, sir. Be safe. All right, let's go to a caller in Michigan. Christy in Michigan works at a grocery store. What are you seeing there?
Hi, Alex. Yes, I work in a grocery store in Michigan. And Friday, they handed all the employees masks. There was a big box of masks in the break room, and I personally laughed at it because I'm not complying with that crap. We all know it's fake. We all know what they're trying to do. So I asked my manager, I said, why is there masks? And she said, well, corporate requested that we require everyone to take one because we don't know what's coming, you know, with the upcoming flu season, and was kind of real vague about it and told us that we needed to take a mask home with us.
And again, that's what they do. It's like all the restaurants in the Western world the same day got QR codes to make people feel safe. No, it's to train you to have a digital system to be able to buy and sell. And now the big box stores like Whole Foods are putting in hand scanners and phone scanners to even get in the building. So that's crazy because I broke this Friday, and that's what I've seen all over the country is grocery stores, colleges, hospitals. Friday said, put your mask back on, which, again, they just get an order, and then it creates that fear, and then all the customers see it as well. So you can see them starting the PSYOP.
Yes. I specifically work at a Kroger store. I don't know if you are familiar with that.
Yes.
Yes, that is where it is happening. And there is customers that are still running around wearing masks. And, I mean, I just laughed to myself. I'm like, geez, I mean, how are these people still, like, following this and falling for this? And
well,
yeah,
there you go. Another confirmation. You work at a grocery store, Kroger's, big national chain. And you worked there in Michigan. And they called in and said, here's your mask. Which, again, because corporate told them, that's how it works. They get to order. It goes out, and then suddenly corporations everywhere, people are wearing masks. Again, the employees, just like it's about to be the TSA. And then it's doggy see, doggy do, monkey see, monkey do. Then everybody else puts them on, and then the fear begins, and the children are made to wear them. Then you got to have the vaccine passport right as the new shot rolls out. All premeditated. Anything else, Christine?
No, but I will say I am not complying with it. I refuse to comply. I encourage everyone to remember 2020, don't forget it, and do not comply.
Absolutely.
They can only win if we comply. If we push back, then they lose.
Thank you, Christy. So, you see that, folks? She works at Kroger in Michigan. Corporate orders, they hand mask out on Friday. I told you. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know this. Literally, the Internet's flooded with what I've seen. Literally, I didn't watch them all, but I've watched dozens. Hundreds of newscasts, different owners, different companies, all the same script, all the same stuff. Oh, summer seems fun, but COVID's exploding. We need to wear a mask again, but don't worry, a booster's coming. And will COVID restrictions come back? Are they needed? Well, yes, we think they'll probably be needed. You're in England. You're in Germany. It's all the same propaganda. So, boom, just heard it again. This is real. They're going to try it. They're trying it now. We're going to start hour number two. Go to Jacob, Jack, Blake, Papa Smurf, and others. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539 is the call-in number for Border Patrol, for TSA, for others. We want to hear from you. We have lines open for folks. 877-789-2539. Call now.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Alex.